obviously was delisted, hoped to get back as a rookie with Port Adelaide. They said they'd pick you up.
Yeah, so Ken's given me his word, so he's a pretty honest guy, so I trust him. And yeah, it's just kind of business as usual. That's just going to take care of itself.
How'd you feel about obviously losing a spot on the main list?
I mean, it wasn't ideal. In an ideal world, you'd still be on the main list, but I'm still here, so I've been there before, and I know you just got to work just as hard on the rookie list as you do on the main list, so it doesn't really change too much for me.
So there's a drive for you to get back. Obviously, you got your rookie list at first, and then push your way back in.
Yeah, I mean, even if I was on the senior list, I'd still be pushing my way back in because I'm not in the first 18 at this stage in time, so... Yeah, my work rate won't change whether I'm on the rookie list or the senior list. It's always kind of the same.
You've done it before, then.
Kane, might just get your eye lines a bit back, sort of looking sort of straight through.
Oh, you want me to go through? Okay, yeah, no worries. Yeah, sorry, I was just making
a... So you've done it before, obviously. You pushed from the rookie list and onto the senior list and played senior footy. You must be confident that you can do it again.
Yeah, I think I know in myself that I can do it. Seems that I did it the first 2 years that I was here. Last year was nice to... be kind of picked on form and not waiting for someone to get injured. But yeah, like I've said before, it's work rate won't change, my mindset doesn't change. It's just kind of, if the chance is there, then I'm sure hopefully I can get picked if I'm playing well enough and training well enough.
So it doesn't do anything for your confidence one way or the other that you can do the job this year? You've still got a lot to give.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a better footballer than I was last year. I'm always trying to improve, so everyone's improving, so hopefully I can continue to do that. And if I'm, like I said, if I'm training well enough, these flies are killing me, and playing well enough, then yeah, I'll get picked hopefully.
And you obviously hit the ground running today. Nice to finish at the lead in the 3K.
Yeah, I didn't have Kane Corns to chase today, so I was expecting him to rock up actually, which was a nice relief, him not being here. But yeah, it was nice to kind of run reasonably well today, but there's always room for improvement.
How much time difference, roughly, were you behind Kane's time?
Well, Kane, towards the end of his career, I'm not sure, he found some superhuman strength, and he was running kind of 9.10s, 9.15, so it was a little bit slower than that. So, Kane's just someone out of the box, so we wouldn't have beaten him today, let's just put it that way.
Is there a chance another club might jump in and take you as a rookie? Give you any indication?
No, I'd say not. At this stage, definitely not. I just want to stay at Port Adelaide. I've got all my friends here and got a house, and I love where the football club's going. So, yeah, I don't think that's definitely not going to happen, yeah.
So you're really confident that you'll get another chance at Port?
Well, yeah. I'm just hoping that that's going to take care of itself. If it doesn't, then I'll be disappointed that I'm not on AFL list, but I'll be happy with the time that I spent here.
Have you been doing much work the last couple of months?
Yeah, so we get given programs to stick to, so I've been sticking to them, and the boys rocked up in pretty good nick, so we've got a couple of weeks before all the older guys get back, and that's when the real fun starts.
It's pretty good. Not only early, obviously, first session back, but what's the sort of drive like to, I guess, make amends for what happened this year amongst the group?
Oh, we always want to improve, and Kenny was just saying that we just got to concentrate on today. It's not about what's happening tomorrow or what happened yesterday. It's all about what we're doing today. So today we all ran reasonably well, and so now we've got to go to the club this afternoon, do our weights, and then go home, recover, and then concentrate on tomorrow.
How's Jesse Palmer going? It looked like it really took out of him.
Oh, mate, yeah. Chooker, I'm not sure he hydrated too well, but it was a little bit hotter than we all expected. So, I mean, 3Ks are always tough, and he pushed himself to exhaustion today, and good on him for doing that.
Okay, what's Jimmy to run a little bit better? Jimmy six in that group. Renowned
for
running?
It was a really good field today. You look at some of the boys that were running, Sammy Calhoun, Tommy Cleary, Carl Amon, Sammy Gray as well. So we're all reasonable runners, but I mean, I'm sure he'll improve and he'll get better.
Okay, what's one of the areas you're looking to really work on this year to make yourself a regular if and when you get that opportunity?
Skills is always the number one thing for me. It's just I've got to be able to try and hit 70-80% of my kicks. That's just the way it is, and probably get a little bit stronger, play a bit more inside. Been predominantly outside playing wing and half forward, so hopefully move inside and help the big boys out. But yeah, just the skills and a bit of strength.
And Ollie looked like he was moving really well as well today.
Oh, Ollie's a freak. He's just a big bull and can run as well, so I'm glad his shoulder's good and his wrist is all good, so he'll just hit the ground running and he's hopefully turned into a bit more of a leader this year and, yeah, take it to the next level.
When you say get stronger inside, do you want to put on even more muscle, or what's the focus of
your a little bit stronger, just practicing one-on-one stuff with bigger bodies because I'm not blessed with height. I just got to try and figure out ways that I can move bigger guys, so I'll do a little bit more work with Vossi this year, hopefully, and a little bit of stuff with Maccas in the gym.